AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Minnesota, state and local authorities are pushing for involvement in the investigation into the shooting death of a woman by an ICE agent. Ed Donahue has the latest.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison wants the state to be part of the investigation into the shooting death of Renee Good by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. The Department of Homeland Security claims the shooting was in self-defense. Ellison says there's too much evidence that still needs to be evaluated.
What we're doing here is asking the public who may have video. There may be people who were on the scene who saw what happened, who have some type of evidence that they feel bears on what the truth is in this case.
The Trump administration wants to keep the investigation in federal hands. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says
there are complex legal issues involved when a federal law enforcement officer is involved. But the law is clear. We do have jurisdiction to make this decision.
The Trump administration has claimed the agent has legal immunity. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Minnesota school system is offering families the option of remote learning for a month in the wake of the shooting. At the White House, President Trump pitched oil executives on investing in Venezuela.
One of the reasons you couldn't go in is you had no guarantees, you had no security, but now you have total security. It's a whole different Venezuela, and Venezuela is going to be very successful, and the people of the United States are going to be big beneficiaries.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers added 50,000 jobs in December. That was slightly lower than November. The unemployment rate slipped to 4.4%. The data suggests businesses are reluctant to add workers even as economic growth has picked up. On Wall Street, the Dow rose about 0.5% and the S&P 6/10, both closing at new highs. The Nasdaq rose 0.8%. All three finished the week higher. This is AP News. In Atlanta tonight, Oregon and Indiana meet in the Peach Bowl. The winner plays Miami in college football's national championship game on January 19th. The Hurricanes beat Ole Miss last night, 31-27, in the Fiesta Bowl. And the NFL's wildcard round gets underway tomorrow. Geffen Coolbaugh has a preview.
This year's NFL playoffs could represent a shift to a new generation of winning players. The top two seeds in both the AFC and NFC are led by young or unheralded quarterbacks, including Denver's Bo Nix, New England's Drake May, Seattle's Sam Darnold, and Chicago's Caleb Williams. All while perennial MVP candidates like Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are sitting at home. Veteran QBs like Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Hurts, and Matthew Stafford are back in the postseason, vying for a spot in Super Bowl 60 on February 8th. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.